is Ted Kennedy. The best hope for ending apartheid is for the United States to keep up the pressure for economic sanctions against South Africa. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, all of us who oppose apartheid welcome the gestures the new South African government has made in recent weeks to release Walter Sisulu and other political prisoners and permit peaceful protests. Because of these developments, some of your right-wing friends are saying the new de Klerk regime deserves a honeymoon and that we should even start lifting our economic sanctions against the racist regime. That kind of talk is unacceptable, Al. Apartheid is a nightmare, not a honeymoon. More than gestures are needed if real progress is to be made in dismantling apartheid. Even the Bush administration now admits that the U.S. sanctions are working. There will be time enough to talk about easing sanctions when the South African government takes concrete steps to end apartheid. Until then, Al, we need to keep the pressure of sanctions on, not take it off.
Ted, George Bush is deeply committed to an end to apartheid in South Africa. Secretary of State Baker has made it very clear that we must strengthen our efforts to end the race-based government there, and we must coordinate the effort with our allies and South Africa's trading partners. Why is it such a shock to you that we would want to maintain a U.S. presence in South Africa and begin lifting economic sanctions, especially since many of us never wanted to put them on to begin with? The U.S. policy is to work with these people, Ted, not abandon them. There have been some encouraging signs. Both sides have toned down their racist rhetoric. The African National Congress even seems to indicate a willingness to negotiate without violence. Let's give the new regime a chance, Ted. So before you lecture on another nation's domestic policy, go straighten up some things in Massachusetts. I still say it's all racism in reverse. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.